What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Thursday, July 13th. I'm your host,
Thursday the 13th.
You can play some Friday the 13th in honor of Thursday the 13th?
Oh, no, I wish.
Did you put a throwback Thursday picture out on Twitter yet?
No, I don't do that usually.
I'm thinking about doing it, but I'm thinking about taking a picture every Thursday and just tweeting out that picture from last Thursday.
Yeah. Today. Here's what I'll say, Nick Scarpino.
Yeah.
Is your social media game has been killing it lately.
Thank you.
Very good.
I feel like you were on the bench for a long time. And we are all like, if you wanted to come off the bench, mm-hmm. you'd be like a Charles Barkley, you know, a David Robinson out there. And it's one of those things, you finally came off the bench and you've been fucking slaying, as the kids say. They slay, right, Cool Greg? That's what the kids say?
They do.
That his posts have been slapping and Nick be slaying.
Have I been slapping or slaying or juiced? Which one have I?
I'm juiced about how you've been slaying while with these slapping posts.
If you're going to put my Instagram posts in one category, Cool Greg, would they be juiced or sauced?
Sauced,
all right.
Ooh.
I like that.
Ooh, okay.
Which one did we decide? What was the difference between juiced and sauced again? Sauced is like more.
Right, you can't lose the juice? Is that what it was?
You can't wheeze the juice.
You can't lose the sauce. Because the sauce, yeah, because juice goes bad, but sauce, like hot sauce, can stay in your fridge for a really long time.
Yeah, barbecue sauce will stay there for years, but juice will spoil.
Juice will eventually go bad.
Yeah.
That was what we decided.
Speaking.
Greg.
Yeah.
If you wanted to play Friday the 13th, we're one button away. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, we got this show, we got the Games Daily show. There's a lot of things going on.
I just want you to know.
Yeah, there's a lot of things happening.
Very easy now.
I appreciate that. I know you've got it all set up over there. You're very proud of your setup. I'm very proud of you. Kevin, big Kev dog, everybody. Ow, wow. Everybody's been getting rounds of applause when they come in today.
It's been great. Andy's got great energy today.
Yeah, it's about time.
It's good. I've got bad energy today, so Andy's like balancing me out, which is
sure. Well, we're going to bring you around.
I'm feeling good. The show always brings me back.
Yeah.
The show brings me back. I get to look at people in the chat. They're always super fun to be around.
Sure.
It's going to be good. You're always fun to be. It's Greg Miller, of course.
Thank
for
you.
For anyone listening at home who doesn't know who was talking.
They're fine. Right now. They understand.
This is Greg on Twitter. Hit him up. What is the Kind of Funny Morning Show? Of course, we have to give you the spiel. Kind of Funny Morning Show is a show we do every day at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. But if you can't watch live, that's cool. Guess what? We put it on YouTube also. And if, like, watching stuff's not your thing, you want to just listen to stuff because you like to sit in a dark room and like be mellow by yourself, or one of those weird tanks where no outside sources can get in, you can listen to this on iTunes or SoundCloud.
We urge you to do all that, wherever you're watching it, maybe you're watching it live, it would mean a lot to us if you went to the other platform, subscribed, liked, and shared there. Leave a review on iTunes, and I know you say why, but it helps the show get to other people. And who'd want to miss content like this? Because the first thing
content.
We need to talk about is Skycam rolling?
Skycam?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, give it to me.
Because I was going somewhere before we got distracted by clapping for each other, which is how it should happen. But you were talking about sauces and things being permanent, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So go back to full screen for me. All right.
Oh, you're going
to
lay on
so a while back, I blew holes in both of my blue jeans and started exclusively wearing my black jeans.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I could maybe resize my jeans at this point, because you said I'm wearing too big of jeans.
You are a little bit.
And so then I need to go to Levi's and have a Levi's professional jeans
specialist,
bar person
just look at you.
Haven't done that.
You
haven't
didn't
done
see that.
That
at all.
But the downside of the black jeans, because I like to admit my shortcomings, right?
Sure.
The downside of black jeans, right? Okay. All right, Sky came it up. Is that when Portillo puts his face on him,
yeah,
I get all these white spots here.
Leaves your schmegma.
And so then Jen's always like, is that cum? Do you have cum on your pants? I'm like, no, it's from my other wiener. The dog with it, he falls asleep with the toys in his mouth.
Got it.
Now, a lot of people have also been asking, what color are my MeUndies? Because you, of course, know I wear MeUndies exclusively, and they happen to be sponsoring this episode. You have to wait to the ad. I'm not going to give you the goods right now. Maybe I'll tease it a little bit, though. All right, hold on.
Oh, here we are.
I'm just going to... Just gonna show. That's the color of the waistband.
I'm gonna change. I'm scared.
Black.
Now, here's my question to you, Greg. Because what I thought you were gonna do with
Skycam
is have Kevin turn the lights off so we can see your glow in the dark shirt.
Bongo me, sir, for a sec. Okay. Just bongo me for a hot sec.
Now, give me Skycam.
Jesus Christ.
That's so fucking horrifying.
Hey, Macarena.
Now, what I thought, where I thought you were going to go with this.
Andy and I are musical brothers, man.
Where I thought you were going to go with this is you're going to have Kevin turn off the lights so we can see your glow-in-the-dark shirt.
I don't know if it'll work. This is the new filthy casual shirt. It does have a special glow-in-the-dark message.
We should try it.
Do you want to try it?
Try it. All right, we're going to try it. Andy, I need you to go pull the blinds there. pull the blinds, turn off the overhead light there. Oh, even the TVs are going to give you too much light, though.
Here, Andy.
Turning off the TVs is too much.
Hey, you got it over there. It's right there.
It's too much. That's too much work, isn't it?
Just do it real quick.
No, man, let's do it.
I just want to see if it works.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated.
You want to see if Mike Gabbery is full of shit? I don't know how to turn these TVs off.
It's just a power button.
TV, please turn off.
Yeah, I just hit every button. That's how they all work these days.
Power button off.
No,
it sure doesn't work. Yeah, it sure doesn't work.
It says send nudes and glow in the dark.
Oh, I can see it. Yeah, I can see it.
Oh, when you do that, I can kind of see it. I wonder.
Okay, that's just groping me.
Well, that's how you see it.
Oh, wait.
Still not.
I'll go further back into the darkness.
Yeah.
Thank you again for subscribing on iTunes.
That's so hard to see.
No, you can't see.
Damn it.
Well, it's not working. I'm sorry, guys.
Hold on. No, yeah, it ain't working. This shirt sucks. Everybody tweet at Filthy Casual Co. Yo, way to fuck up the shirt, Mike.
I can see it from here, though. I can see what it's trying to do.
More like, stole my shirt shell.
What?
Instead of dark shell. Yeah.
Stole my shirt shell.
Stole my money.
Oh, that's right. I guess she gave me the shirt.
Yeah, she didn't.
She didn't steal the shirt from me.
Steal it. She actually gave it to you for free. Shell. It's not a big deal.
I bought it. Like, it's... They gave me a discount.
Did she give it to you or did they give you a shell?
Yeah. Well, the shirt I tore off my body.
We can workshop this.
All right, we'll get back to this. Let's start the news we want to talk about.
Before we do that.
Fucking goddamn it!
I love you, Greg. We have one quick housekeeping announcement. We are delighted to announce that we will be returning to the GameStop Expo again this year, 2017, Las Vegas, Nevada, on August 27th, Sunday. We will be there streaming live from the show floor. Come hang out. Get your tickets here at GameStop.com/expo. If you're going to be anywhere near the Vegas area or you want to go to Vegas for a weekend, you can come party with us on the show floor. Of course, while we say party, we mean responsibly. We will be drinking diet sodas and water.
I don't know if we're going to do that. Because, like, we've done the GameSpot Expo. This will be our third year. Since we left... I think we perfected it last year. And if you haven't gone, it's us live streaming video games with the developers all day long, right? And I usually tie it up. Put the tie on there, X series, do this. I'm going the opposite.
We're going the opposite way.
T-shirts, and I'm going to bring some fucking beers. And I'm going to be like, can you beat your game in 15 minutes? They'll be like, what? And then I slam the beer, and then I'm like, do you want to fight Randy Pitchford? You want to fight me?
My favorite thing last year was when I discovered a small game called Star Trek Bridge Crew.
Oh, you did discover that. Nobody was familiar with that franchise or that game at that point. Yeah.
And so I'm very glad about that, of course. It's one of our most popular party modes we have done so far. So I'm very excited about that. Greg!
Yeah.
That's it for housekeeping.
Fine.
Let's get into the first.
Don't mind if I do. I'm sure it'll be great news. It'll really keep me excited about the DC Cinematic Universe.
Super great news. Batman director, this comes from The Hollywood Reporter, Patrick Shanley says, Batman director Matt Reeves has dropped Ben Affleck's script. This is official. The War for the Planet of the Apes, Helmer, is starting again and promising a new story. Matt Reeves is revealing more from his plans for his take on The Dark Knight. Filmmaker who stepped in to replace Ben Affleck as the director on the project, recently revealed on MTV's Happy, Sad, Confused podcast that he scrapped the earlier script that Affleck, Chris Terrio, and DC's Jeff Johns had worked on.
Jeff Johns!
When asked if he would be working with Affleck's script, Reeves said, no, it's a new story. It's just starting again. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be really cool. Reeves, whose War for the Planet of the Apes hits theaters this weekend, has previously said that Affleck will remain as the Dark Knight in the up-and-coming film and that he is planning a noir take on the character. In the original script, this is the interesting part, Deathstroke was the villain with Joe Manganiello cast. Reeves did not say if he is planning on using Deathstroke in his script. Affleck is set to appear at Comic-Con next week during Warner Brothers Hall H panel, which will feature his Justice League co-stars. He will don the cape and cowl in the superhero team-up, which is due out in theaters November 17th. Now, Greg.
Yeah.
As we know, I mean, this is crazy, because it's the first piece of crazy news about this. We've never heard.
Yeah,
this has not gotten any bad press. Well, this is not... Based on the news of that Jeff Johns was actually working on the script, that could be... It's troubling to me.
Yeah, but keep
Matt
in mind...
is trying to take it in a different direction.
Keep in mind that Jeff Johns worked on the Green Lantern script, apparently, too. You know what I mean? Like, how much does he actually get to work on any of this stuff? Who knows? And this, granted, Green Lantern was before. They were like, hey, we're fucking everything up. Jeff, come in and help us.
I imagine Jeff Johns has a giant office that's just an assembly line of scripts that comes in bad, and he types them up, and they go back out. Wonder Woman, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
What's upsetting about this Batman news isn't even the... you're not going to use the Ben Affleck script. I totally get that. You've come on, you want to make a movie. First off, everybody loves War of the Planet of the Apes, so good.
Matt Reeves knows what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. It's more... What's depressing about this news is that, again, we're back to what I was talking about in the old days of, like, Everybody's fucking this up. Just be making Batman movies all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, don't, why are we, this means we're still so far away from getting this Batman movie, and it's the movie everybody wants.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck wants to wiggle out of the role and out of the cowl. Everything's gone to hell. Blow it up.
Blow it up.
Blow up continuity.
I say
give
blow
him
it up,
Red Sun. Green light My Kingdom Come movie. John Hamm is Superman. Michael Keaton is Batman. Let me do it. Let me off the hook.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think that, look, if the Spider-Man Homecoming movie taught me anything, is that you can tell a very small story, a good story with these characters that we love, and it doesn't have to be this giant continuity world. Granted, it had a lot of references to the other continuity, but the core story of Spider-Man Homecoming is really what was touching for me. I say take Batman, fuck everything else, just make the Batman movies.
Okay, okay. You want to go back to the Nolan way?
I just want to go to the Nolan way.
Okay, okay.
Because there's absolutely zero compelling about Superman.
What if they, fuck you. What if they did it where they blew up continuity? You know, they let Wonder Woman keep going. Mm-hmm. Of course, everybody's happy there. Okay. There is that continuity if you want to play in that continuity.
Sure.
But then, yeah, we get the Red Sun movie. It's whatever's going to happen there. And then Nolan comes back and does another Batman film with JGL.
I would absolutely love that. I would love to see Nolan return to it. I would also love to see them just do different. I don't know. I kind of want them to be just a completely, totally different direction for this. And this is...
Well, like, that's why the noir one sounds interesting. If it was like cool. A true detective story.
Yeah, I think it could be fucking awesome. Yeah. But, you know, Nolan's too busy making Dunkirk.
Yeah, wow. That one's really going to sell.
Yeah.
That's what kids love, war.
I'm seeing it in 70mm. Good old Sean Finnegan hit me up. He's like, do you guys want to see this in IMAX? I was like, I have to.
Yeah.
Because we saw Interstellar together, and the fucking sound was so loud that it actually gave me a headache, which was awesome. So we'll see if Dunkirk can muster up that same.
Yeah, when are you going to go see it? Well, the IMAX downtown, right?
Well, probably the IMAX downtown.
Yeah. When are you going to see it? When does it even come out?
The 27th, I want to say? No. Okay. He's trying to get screening tickets for one of those days that week.
Gotcha.
I'll text him after this. And let him know that there's two more in on this.
Oh, no, I don't want to go.
Yeah, you can come. You can definitely come.
I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things.
You really
I like.
Go?
I like Christopher Nolan. I watched that movie trailer. I'm like, this looks boring.
But it's supposed to be good.
Get in your microphone.
It's supposed to be good, and he knows what he's doing.
Sure, that's what I said when I was like, oh, man, The Dark Knight Rises. He knows what he's doing with Batman.
Oh, come on.
Again, I don't know that was the movie he wanted to make, per se. It's not his fault. It's the Olsen twins' fault.
No, it's
for killing Heath Ledger.
I agree with that. Of course, they need to be prosecuted. We've talked about this for a long time. But I understand that. You talk about that as if they were like, all right, filming in a week. You know what I mean? Like, he died before Dark Knight was out.
That's true.
So there you go. Fucking coming together to make a new one. Now make it all weird and fucking putting Bane in the middle of the desert and making him one TV that goes from Gotham to the fight and he's going to climb out. He fixes his own broken bag with a goddamn sex swing.
We've been in this city for 18 months.
Why do the cops not have me?
I'm thinking about going on a vacation. We've been here so long.
Just fucking kill some cops. That's what you should have done. That's all right, Bane? Jesus. I'm just saying, stop pussyfooting around, Bane. Should have taken that. It should have been the financial crisis. He should have plunged the stock markets. Could have been cool.
It could have been cool.
It was cool.
There
he just said it could have been. It wasn't. So there you go.
That was cool.
He doesn't know what he see. He just flip-flopped.
It's not cool.
Oh, my God.
Well, jury's still out on the new Batman movie. We'll see what happens with that. Kevin, next news story. Emmy nominations.
We got some more news.
Are out. Greg, I know this will hit very close to home for you because you watch a ton of TV.
Well, I mean, two of our friends have been nominated for Emmys, which is kind of fucked up.
Ooh, which ones of our friends?
Mike Drucker for Bill Nye the Science Guy, whatever they call it on Netflix, and then Scott Bromley, and I guess Carboni for the Star Wars show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's awesome. Yeah. Congratulations to our friends. I had no idea when I put the story on that we have talented friends.
We do. Some would say we have cool friends.
That is cool. Very cool. Going off the top of the list, though, from some of the more, I guess, crazy shows.
Sure.
Let's see here. What's been nominated for Best Drama? Out of that one, I like Westworld and Stranger Things. That's awesome. Stranger Things has 18 Emmy nominations, which is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Best Comedy, Silicon Valley has been nominated. That's probably going to be my pick there. Although, up against Modern Family. And a lot of people like that Modern Family.
Yeah. It's been around a long time. People like it. Ed O'Neill, all right, cool.
Best
Limited Series, go down one.
Did you watch Big Little Lies?
Hell yeah, I did. It was fucking awesome.
Was it?
Yeah.
My wife loved it a lot.
Loved it. I want it to win. I've watched none of those other shows, but I don't care about them.
Isn't Fargo ongoing? Because it has a second season,
ongoing.
Right? So
they're cheating, as usual.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Listen to lies.
Yeah, I have no idea why that is. Maybe it's a shortened series or season. And then, of course, just going down a little bit more in Best Television Movie. I do not watch Black Mirror, but everyone loves that.
Black Mirror is awesome.
How is that a television movie?
What's that?
How is that a television movie?
Black Mirror, I have no idea. Maybe the anthology, the fact that it's an anthology series.
I mean, there's
like
12 episodes.
That's how they
like
put it
12
in.
I wonder
if
episodes.
It's based on a certain episode.
It might be. It might be.
They're all like an hour long.
It's got it. Well,
it's Netflix, so it's season 3. Otherwise, it would be BBC.
Sure.
So it might be on a certain episode.
All right, smart Andy. Good job, Andy.
So smart.
Everybody, what I need you to do is turn your phone around, take a video of you clapping and celebrating Andy Cortez, tweet it at Maximum Cortez.
All right.
Also, I watched The Wizard of Lies the other weekend, which is the Bernie Madoff story starring Michelle Pfeiffer and Robert De Niro.
What'd you
think? It is fucking messed up.
Is it good?
It's good.
Worth watching?
It's definitely worth watching. It's beautifully made.
I'm a big Robert De Niro fan.
The story is just super depressing.
My problem with... I'm a big Robert De Niro fan.
You'll like this.
I liked The Intern.
Mm-hmm.
I keep seeing the trailer on my Amazon for The Comedian.
Oh, interesting.
And I can't take the plunge because it doesn't look great.
No.
But it also does look like Robert De Niro's in a major motion picture, which I need to watch.
Well, you know, we took the plunge with a little hidden gem called...
Dirty Grandpa?
Dirty
Bad Grandpa?
Bad. Dirty Grandpa.
Dirty Grandpa. Dirty Grandpa. So
and
good.
And we loved that.
So
that
good.
Is the gift that that is the daddy's home.
Purple Drank.
Purple Drank.
Who the fuck are you?
It's so good. It's so good. So congratulations to everyone who's been nominated for an Emmy. Like our friend Mike Drucker. Hopefully, if he doesn't win, we'll burn this motherfucker down.
Exactly. He's up against the Beatles, so that's tough.
Oh, he's got that.
Okay, good.
He's totally
got
that.
Good, good,
just
good.
The
good.
Beatles. Just
check out the Hollywood
Reporter. It's what he tweeted. Control F Nye, N-Y-E, and we'll figure it out. Here we go, N-Y-E. Do Bill.
Saves World.
What was the show? Did he write for Bill Maher?
No. Are you sure he didn't get... Maybe it was for...
I mean, I'm sure
Adam Ruins Everything, or is it for...
No, it's definitely for Bill Nye. This must be like they're doing like not everybody.
No,
they probably didn't do
not,
the internet.
Yeah, it's probably
Hollywood's
not
like fuck the internet.
It might be in a different category. It might be in a reality.
These fucking cowards.
They are cowards. If I'll tell you one thing right now, and this is what's shocking about this story, follow up story.
Yeah,
we have been yet again snubbed for an Emmy. Mm. Now, granted, we're not on TV.
Yeah,
but this is arguably one of the best / worst morning shows ever made.
Sure,
this could go on NBC right now. No further preparation.
100% on that.
Anthony Carboni and Bill Nye won on TV. They were on computers, guys.
Yeah.
Anthony Carboni is in the internet. That's where he's in. That's where he's in.
He's fucking riding those pipes, you know?
Well, everyone, send some sweet, nasty love to Carboni and Bromley and Mike Drucker and tell congratulations, please, for us. From us. From the kind of funny people. Last news story.
Okay.
This is a fun one. Have you been following all of this drama from The Walking Dead?
The old stuff, I read the emails today. So Frank Darabont
makes
this little motion picture called Shawshank Redemption.
Yep,
and it's amazing
movie.
And it's awesome and it's great. He does a bunch of other movies I'm not familiar with. He then gets to be the showrunner, producer, whatever the fuck, director for Walking Dead season one. And I remember going to the panel.
Now, he was one of the people who brought that to TV.
Right, he made it happen.
It wasn't that
I watched the panel at Comic-Con. Got my Skybound friends to get me in there. When they revealed the cast, some more footage, talked about it, all this cool stuff. He was up there talking about how great it's going to be. We're shooting on film. We're going to have this great look to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I only know this man from Shawshank Redemption, but now I love him even more.
Yeah.
Then he is unceremoniously fired during season two.
Yes.
And all hell breaks loose.
Yes.
People start getting mad. There's infighting on the show. He's screaming about it. Goes quiet for a while. Then all of a sudden he sues them.
Yeah.
Because he's like, hey, I got fucked out of a whole bunch of money because you guys are assholes.
Right.
And then I think that's been ongoing. Is that
That has been ongoing. The emails of... There's been a lot of leaks now. All these email correspondence back and forth between him and AMC Network executives have come to surface now because of this lawsuit. And it's very, very fascinating. He was up against a lot of pressure, apparently.
Yeah. Who would have thunk?
Which I didn't realize was, you know, they apparently... The way the story goes is he was hired, everyone loved it, and then they cut his budget.
Yeah.
And that's why you get season two in a farmhouse.
Exactly. We're like, get the fuck out of the farmhouse.
Get out of the farmhouse.
We don't care about Sophia.
So it's an interesting story. I'll read a little bit of it here on the Hollywood Reporter. Released amid a bitter lawsuit with the network that fired him, the explosively abusive I don't know what that word is. Reveals the showrunner pushed to the edge. I will start killing people and throwing bodies out the door. Unquote, which is something he wrote.
You got to he's got to motivate his team.
He does. The history of Hollywood is littered with legendary freakouts. Think David O. Russell's berating of Lily Tomlin on the set of 2004's I Heart Huckabees, or Christian Bale's turn. Who can forget Huckabees. Christian Bale? Salvation tantrum in 2009. I'm trying to do my fucking job here, matey.
You're moving a light over there, yes, blimey.
This guy's fucking standing over here looking at me.
Oh, my shillelagh.
Now joining the ignominious... list is Frank Darabont, who spent spectacularly abusive emails to AMC executives and crews during the fraught production of the first season of The Walking Dead have surfaced amid his $280 million lawsuit against the network. Mm. Darabont, who co-wrote who co-created the blockbuster cable hit, was fired as showrunner from the earlier season in, from the series earlier in the second season. He and his CAA team are suing AMC, claiming the network squeezed him out of tens of millions of dollars in profits by negotiating something called a sweetheart licensing deal with itself. I'm not familiar with that term, but I'm sure it's probably proper terminology in Hollywood. In his defense,
Never heard of it, but I imagine it's
real. I'm sure people will talk about it. In his defense, AMC has released a cachet of, is it cash or cachet? A shocking email sent.
I like cachet, but I think I've heard it said cash a lot.
I think cachet is a different word.
Clear your cash.
I think cash is what it is in this particular context. Cachet, I think, is something different.
Cool Greg always tells me cash rules everything.
Cash money does rule everything. In a cache of shocking emails sent by the Shaw Tank Grenade writer, director, during the production. So here's, let's get into some of them. Reading through them, it's easy to see why. In what is arguably most level-headed of his emails, sent in July 21st, 2010, Darabont 54 tells a creative exec at AMC, whom he considers an ally, to stop invoking the writer's room in their exchanges. Quote, there is no writer's room. I am the writer's room. The failings of the show's writing staff and crew, and in particular the camera operators, are repeated themes of his rants. In the same email, he singles out one pair of writers as, quote, fucking lazy assholes and, quote, overpaid con artists. After receiving what he felt was a woefully subpar script from a pair of writers, Darabont tells executives, quote, if it were up to me, I'd have not only fired them, I'd have hunted them down and fucking killed them with a brick, then gone and burned their houses down. Quote, I told those assholes at least half a dozen times, Darabont continues, why don't they listen to me when I tell them what the way to do it? It's in one ear and out the other. It's almost as if they're intentionally telling me to fuck myself.
Whoa!
The rhetoric gets even more heated 1 year later in a series of emails sent to the show's core below-the-line team 1 year later as the delivery date rapidly approaches and Darabont is frantic, feeling the footage is unusable. So this goes on for a very long time.
Yeah.
Everyone should read through this. Obviously, Frank Darabont was heated, had a lot to say about this, cared very, very much about the show, that, and we all have him to thank for. So yeah. It's not that this is entirely one-sided. I mean, sure. Obviously, like, we all were shocked when, after the first season, Darabont was let go. I was like, I don't understand what's going on here. Why would you do this, right?
Seems like it might have been hard to work with.
It's a little hard. Maybe he's hard to work with, or maybe something there was not gelling with the two.
The headline you put on the story is the best one, of Frank Darabont should stop sending emails.
Yeah, that's very true.
Like, this is like, if I can give you one piece of feedback, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be a complete asshole, that's fine. If you want to blow things out of proportion, okay. Just don't do it in a printed format that will be saved forever.
Right.
Some server everywhere that can always get linked back. You want to be a dick, do it behind the scenes, quietly, whisper things in their ears.
Right.
Like I do.
Just walk up behind people and choke them. Don't do that. The end of the story is actually interesting. It says, in an affidavit, Darabont defends the emails, saying they were composed in the heat of a deeply troubled production and that his complaints were well-founded. Quote, each of these emails must be considered in context, he says. They were sent during an intense and stressful two-year period of work, during which I was fighting like a mother lion to protect the show from harm, not only on my own behalf, but ironically also on the behalf of AMC. Each of these emails was sent because a professional showed up whose laziness, indifference, or incompetence threatened to sink the ship. Darabont continues, my tone was a result of a stress and magnitude of extraordinary crisis. The language and hyperbole of these emails were harsh, but so were the circumstances.
Mm, mm, mm.
So, yeah. I mean, Hollywood productions are stressful. This is stressful. What we do is stressful. So
sure.
I can't even imagine throwing 300 more people in it and
actually trying to make something good.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just fucking around with your friends. Yeah. No, we just sit out here and talk.
It's pretty crazy.
Nick, I added a story from the chat.
Let's do it.
A friend in there, I believe it was Mr. Yasman300, threw out two links. The second one I didn't find interesting enough. Collider says, new details emerge on Tarantino's Manson Murders movie.
Mm.
Margot Robbie eyed for Sharon Tate. Word of Quentin Tarantino's next project has already started to leak out, which means it's time for another round of new Tarantino movie rumor saga. Indeed, unlike other filmmakers whose projects get announced via press release or films they've been talking about for doing for years, the wholly unique Tarantino tends to put his movies together quietly until someone somewhere lets it slip. Then the floodgates open, and we're left trying to put together the pieces. Each new Tarantino movie is an event unto itself. Such is certainly the case with Tarantino's next film, which we learned last night will have something to do with the Manson family murders, an event that culminated in 1969 and saw followers of cult leader Charles Manson brutally murder actress Sharon Tate in her home, as well as four others. Tarantino has not officially revealed anything, so everything we know thus far comes from the trades, but last night's initial reports noted that the filmmaker is working to put his cast together before setting the film up with the studio, and he's had discussions with Brad Pitt and Jennifer Lawrence for roles. We now have a bit more clarity on who might be playing who and what that tells us about Tarantino's approach. Deadline notes that Pitt, who worked with him on Inglourious Basterds, is being courted to play the detective investigating the murder, while Variety's Justin Kroll instead says he's being eyed to play the prosecutor in the Manson trial. If Kroll's correct in this one, it means Tarantino's interested in going through the trial of the Manson family and not just chronicling their cult and violent actions. He goes through there, more of this stuff. This is where we're back to this part now. Tarantino famously considered Lawrence for the Hateful Eight role that eventually went to Jennifer Jason Leigh, but last night's report stressed that Lawrence is not in contention to play Sharon Tate. Instead, Deadline says that filmmaker has met with Margot Robbie about potentially taking that part. They also note that Samuel L. Jackson is expected to have a lead role in the film. Not a surprise, but great news nonetheless.
Do you think, here's my question to you.
Play it on me.
Do you think they'll cast Samuel L. Jackson as Charles Manson?
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Change it up, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Change it up, right? Exactly. Change it up.
No, I don't think they'll do that.
Now, what is your thought? Where are you at with Quentin Tarantino?
I love Quentin Tarantino.
Okay, so where how does this sit with you?
It's weird that like growing up,
because he's never done a movie. I don't think he's done
somewhere like, based in real life
biopic kind of movie.
Yeah, that's the thing where it's like for me, I like Tarantino movies. I know he's not afraid of blood and guts and stuff like that. And so it's weird to see that taken to a real spot, a real place. Like I'm gonna go talk about real murders, you know, and like. I mean, don't get me wrong, I wasn't alive when this was happening, but Charles Manson was still something I remember, like a boogeyman we talked about when we'd watch Halloween or we'd watch like Jason or something like that, you know what I mean? So to see it, and it's too early to say, right? I have no idea what the fuck he's actually going to do, what the movie is, or you know what I mean? But that seems weird. Mm-hmm. That seems a bit weird. I like it when he gets into his own universe and plays, but I love Quentin Tarantino, so I'll wait and see what happens.
Got it.
What me about too. You?
I'm cautiously optimistic. Obviously, Quentin Tarantino makes awesome movies. I've loved pretty much everything he's done.
Yeah.
Since he started making movies, since Reservoir Dogs. My only concern is that we might wind up with something close to like an Oliver Stone movie on this one. Because, you know, I feel like his approach would be very similar to Oliver Stone's approach, where it's kind of all over the map when it goes into reality. So we'll see what he does here.
Okay, okay.
You know, like, hopefully it'll be somewhere along the lines of, you know, I mean, it's going to be a complete and drastic departure from... A drastic departure from Hateful Eight, so we'll see what happens.
All right, good.
All right. That's it for stories, Greg.
If you didn't know, ladies and gentlemen, each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, we come to you with the nerdy news we want to talk about. We also fuck around and eat donuts.
We do.
Yeah. Can we get donuts?
No, we're not getting any more donuts today. If you like that, you can follow us here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, but if you really like it, we'd love it if you subscribed. Subscribing, of course, gets you the kind of funny logo next to your name, the cool emotes, private chat time with us. You get to play multiplayer games with me, and you get the show ad-free unless we bake them in. Spoilers, we're about to bake one in. However, remember, it also, more importantly than any of that, enters you to win a video game each and every day here. You don't have to be here if you're a subscriber. You can go do whatever you want. If you are here watching live, great. You're entered to win the game. No fuss, no muss. If you want to amplify your chances, you can also go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. The $2 level there gets you entered to win each and every giveaway we do. I'm going to be doing a lot of giveaways up here in a little bit. Wink. You know, I'll tell you about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, boy.
Today we're going to be giving away something. You put something in the dock already, right?
I did. I did indeed.
Today we're giving away Shin Megami Tensei Apocalypse on 3DS.
I just like saying it.
I do too.
I like saying it. Shin Megami Tensei. Shin Megami Tensei.
Shin Megami Tensei.
Shin Megami Tensei.
Shin Megami Tensei. But first, as was teased before, you know this episode is sponsored by MeUndies. Mm-hmm. Now this is an exciting sponsorship for us, of course, because I've been wearing MeUndies for years now. Because they're super soft and comfortable.
Oh,
every day, though, we reveal what color undies I'm wearing.
Give it to me.
And then have Nick touch them. So remember, this is not part of the ad. They didn't send us any to wear. They didn't say, hey, reveal the colors. Kevin, do you want to get... How do you want to do this, Kevin?
Skycam? What do you want to do?
I don't know. This is probably the best it's going to get, right? Not come here. Yeah. Today's color is...
Burgundy.
Burgundy.
Oh, shit.
Touch it. Is it soft?
It's not soft.
And these aren't new. Hold on. And these aren't new. Oh. Smack it. Smack it good. There you go. Jeez, don't be
last time I slapped you got a bruise.
Well, it's because you slapped me in the thigh like an idiot.
No, I'm an asshole.
I love these MeUndies. I'm happy that they're sponsoring us because maybe one day now I will get free MeUndies, but it doesn't matter because you can get them super cheap. You can get 20% off your first pair plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. Remember, if you don't want just burgundy, there's a bunch of different patterns, cool, crazy things. They add new stuff all the time. They're super, super comfortable and soft. I like them. Jen likes them, if you know what I'm saying. Need to order more for her. Or some for her. They got limited edition patterns, all this cool stuff. You know, I like them. I was paying too much for underwear. I'm not lying. This is not part of anything they've ever said. I'm just saying, I like these undies.
Yeah.
Like them a lot. Go get ahead. Your undies 20% off your first pair, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/morning. I need to use this myself. Wait. My first pair. I wonder if I can just register with a different email address.
Yeah, just keep going.
I'll just trick them. It's no big deal.
They're not going to know.
It's the internet. They're not going to know. Man.
More of a good thing, always a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Always.
Shin Megami Tensei 4 is going on the 3DS to Patreon supporter Philip Snellgrove. Philip Snellgrove, you have won Shin Megami Tensei 4
That's
Apocalypse.
That's a fun name.
On
Say that again.
The 3DS.
Snellgrove.
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 Snellgrove. Snellgrove. I'm going to email that. Can you get into the tips? And
I can indeed.
Thank you.
Can indeed. I apologize. It's in one quick text after the tips. Well, hey, if I read your tip, thank you so much. You guys have been awesomely supportive. Like Nick Metz has given us a tip, said yesterday, in my resubscription message, I talked about how great Greg was on the Spot at RTX, but forgot to mention how Tim absolutely killed it as well. Consider this tip my formal apology. You, sir, do not need to apologize.
Apology not accepted. Fuck you.
DJ Kanto has given us a tip and says, I sent this to Big Cap Dog.
Big Cap Dog?
If he showed you Mario Kart in VR exists in Japan. Japan trip.
I saw IGN put up a thing with the rocking chair and all this different stuff they got going on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm down to go to Japan. Remember, Kojima invited us, me, to come play Death Stranding.
Yeah. No. Fuck you. He invited us.
Yeah, we're all going. We're all just gonna, let's just show up on Kojima's doorstep and see if he lets us in.
Do you have a spare bedroom for 7?
Hey man, what's going on? We'll sleep on your couch.
How many couches you got in there?
Kevin and I are down to sleep on the couch.
Hideo.
Mm-hmm. Serena has tipped us and says, hey Greg, I wanted to thank you and say I love you for being a constant stream of positivity in my life since 2009. Through the ups and downs of my life, you've always been there. Love from MTL.
We love you too. Thank you for caring. Thanks for being there with us. Couldn't do any of this without you, of course.
Indeed. And our final tip for today comes from Charles J. Hello, boys!
Boys!
Now you've all watched Spider-Man. How do you feel about Tom Holland as Nathan Drake? If I remember correctly, you weren't totally convinced before. Did the movie change anything?
I was. I told you before at the time I loved I loved Tom Holland, and I like the fact that if it's a prequel, like they're saying, then we get out of the way of stepping on the games and making everything all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the smartest way you could go and do it. I love Tom Holland. I thought he was great in that. I thought he was great in Civil War. To be clear, I still don't think we need an Uncharted movie. Uncharted games are great. We don't need to take every one of our video games and try to shove them into fucking movies. But if we have to get one, which apparently we do, because Sony's never going to let this fucking die, Tom Holland in a prequel with him and Sully, all right, cool. That's fine. I'm in.
That could be fun.
Yeah, okay. That could be fun.
I'm into it as well. That's it for tips. Let's call those.
Calling tips.
No more tips.
We'll still read subs after this. Remember, if you tip from here on out, or sub from here on out, well, actually, when we read subs, I'll read them after Kind of Funny Games Daily. So don't go anywhere. Keep being part of the show, of course.
I got you. Did we do Best Friends already?
No, we didn't.
We did not.
You go do that. While that happens, start queuing up your questions, comments, and concerns. We'll do the Patton and Moriarty 3-3.
Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time on Sprockets. Then we dance.
Man, I haven't thought of that bit in a long time.
It was not a good bit to begin with. Yeah. This section is called, the show is called P.S. I Love This Best Friend XOXO. This is your opportunity to give a shout out to someone you think in our community is doing an awesome job. How do you do that? You go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend. You can nominate them there. Give us a good reason for why they're doing a great thing, and maybe we'll read them on the air. Just like Evans, a.k.a. Snave, a.k.a. Dork New York, a.k.a. Puppy Milk, has done for one Kyle Stevenson.
Whoop!
So the July Kind of Funny... What happened? Where the fuck did it go? The July Kind of Funny New York City meetup just happened, and unfortunately I wasn't able to make it, but Kyle personally reached out to me to remind me about it a few weeks ago. He specifically remembered that I was bummed out about missing the previous one, and that shit means a lot to me. My IRL friends barely remember stuff I care about, but this guy I never met did remember. Shout out to Kyle Stevenson. Shout out to Kyle Stevenson.
Kyle Stevenson's a good guy.
He is. He just gave us a nice shout out on Twitter for the new party mode that we have up there as well. So I retweeted that. He's really
remember, new party mode up. YouTube.com/kindoffunnygames. Go check it out. And he works really hard on them.
He does. He laughs a lot when
he does. I just yell around and be drunk and stupid. Yeah, it's fine. Jumping into the chat, Kevin, I've pinged you on Slack to open up a graphic for me. At Ryan D. Baugh said, look at my hashtag Jackmanoff poster. He made a poster here that we're going to pull up here.
Where is it?
It's going to come up. Don't click on it. Don't let Kevin get it up so you can see it. He'll put it on the big screen. Everybody will see it and enjoy it. Here we go.
Close your eyes.
Nick's eyes are wide open.
Yeah, I don't know if
that's happening.
Well, it's just, it's so big.
It is huge. Well, it's a Jackmanoff.
I mean, it's a Jackmanoff one. So how's the Jackmanoff going? The Jackmanoff is that you and Darren Brazil are seeing who can get in the best Hugh Jackman shape by the time our next anniversary
rolls around. Now, it's evolved a little bit. because we originally were planning on betting each other a steak dinner at One Alexander Steakhouse.
Sure.
But we've been going back and forth a little bit. That might change.
Okay.
I don't have anything to announce yet, but we might be a little more altruistic about our goals here. Instead of giving each other money, we might push that over to a charitable, charitable thing.
Does Hugh Jackman have a charity?
That's a good question.
Is there a Jackman off, Jack Kids off?
Google, can you, Google. Kevin, can you Google Jackman off?
Kids?
Kids and just see what comes up.
I don't know. Do me a Jackman off, Jackman kid.
I would like this actually, I'd actually like this to turn this into more of a charitable thing, maybe for like kids' diabetes or something like that. I don't know, we'll have to find something.
There's a good charity, I think it's Hand Jobs for Kids.
Hand Jobs for Kids.
Yeah. Go Google Hand Jobs for Children and do it on your phone though so we don't get arrested by the FBI. Could you please do that for me?
Yeah.
So I gotta talk to Darren a little bit about this. It's going well for me. Darren has started the psychological warfare. I have a lot of friends that work at IGN.
Sure.
He's using them to get to me.
Okay.
It's not working. It's not working.
It's not gonna happen.
No, he was telling one Sean Pitts that he doesn't know if he's going to have time to work out because he's a dad, yada, 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 which I know is psychological warfare.
He's trying
bullshit.
To do the tortoise and the hair stuff.
Yeah, he's trying to get in my head, so
he wants you to start
slow
slowing
down.
Yeah.
I've been working out with one Youssef McGuid.
Youssef, yeah.
Youssef. He works over at Ubisoft. He's a good friend of ours. He
Best
is
came from the community.
A mountain of a human being.
Sure.
And so he, me and Sean Pitts have been hitting up the gym a lot. Putting on that weight. It's been going well so far. I'll keep everyone updated.
Thank you.
You guys can follow
do.
Me on Instagram if you want to see.
Are you noticing differences? It's been a week or two of Youssef really beating the shit out of you?
Well, there's two things that we're angling for right now, as far as I'm concerned. One, I actually want functional strength. I want to increase my mobility. I want to increase functional strength. I want to strengthen the joints and have just an overall, just be overall stronger and healthier.
Yeah.
Two, I want to look a lot like Sylvester Stallone did in Rocky III.
Okay.
Yeah.
When he came back and he was jacked the fuck out with the six pack.
I don't remember that.
So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But yeah, I've been noticing some decent gains in strength. I'm getting a little more flexible, which is good. And yeah, it's all good.
Mr. Yasman in the chat, of course, the one who submitted the Tarantino story. He had a second one that I refused to read, but he's going to keep fucking shoving it down our throats. He says, Nick, have you heard that David Ayer exited Scarface reboot because the studio found the movie to be too dark? It sounds like the studio wants to make a PG-13 version.
The fuck would you make a PG-13 of Scarface?
Scarface, that's a really bad idea.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Don't do
yeah.
it. Go
Isn't
X.
Scarface a remake of a movie already?
Yeah, well, there was the original Al Pacino Scarface, which I assume they're basing this off. There's also a movie called Scarface that came out, I think, in like the 30s.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's, I don't think they're going off of that one. I think they're doing the remake of, not Darabont. The fuck's the other guy's name?
So Scarface wasn't based off of that Scarface movie?
No. Those are two different movies.
Oh, shit.
If memory serves correctly. One was about a Cuban-American immigrant who comes over and starts a coke empire. The other one, I think, was just about a gangster called Scarface. It was more like a mob story.
Zan Fair.
Palmer, that's who did it. Thank you.
In the chat has a question that I'm stealing from my GOG topic. No one else can have it. He says, hey, guys, now that you've seen Spider-Man Homecoming and loved it, I'm wondering if you guys are planning on ranking the MCU movie so far.
Ooh.
That would be an awesome topic.
Ooh, that would be good.
We are now!
I'll put that on the old topic list.
I just said I'm doing it.
I also have another topic that I want to do. That revolves around Jimmy John's.
Okay.
See the story about Jimmy John's employees being fired for tweeting out a meme about how they don't get sick, like time off and can't call in sick.
No, I didn't see this.
It's a fascinating story.
Okay.
I know you like the Jimmy John's.
I do like the Jimmy John's.
So we're
going to
do that story at some point.
Okay, good.
Too. Great.
Can we eat Jimmy John's while we do it?
Oh, no, because they don't have any here.
Yeah, they do downtown.
Oh, shit. Should we go right now?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what the schedule looks like. I would be down for what's-its-face sandwiches, though. Ikes? But we have to probably send somebody to pick those up, I think, with our schedule.
People in the chat are correcting me. They're saying the original Scarface and the Scarface from the from De Palma Scarface are based on the same thing, loosely?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought so.
I'm going to give a young Zuss here a thing. I keep ignoring him, but he keeps asking. Greg, are you a fan of Marvel's Runaways? Do you think it would be? I don't know the Runaways. I don't have any information to give you that, so you can just stop that. I'm looking for one more before we put it on sub only. Lakers head 2-4-3-2. Nick and Greg, my boss saw the bongos part of the show earlier and said he needs to talk to me in his office later. Do you think I'm fired?
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah. I really hope.
I mean, what is your job?
Either that or he wants to bongo you.
That's even worse.
We'll just let him do it.
D-Danger 10. Nick, are you going to see War for the Planet of the Apes?
Yes, I probably will see that at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends. I got some stuff I got to do this weekend.
Like what? Jacking off?
No, isn't the aren't you having some sort of housewarming party this weekend?
Oh, I got a housewarming thing. Yeah,
yeah, so I
got
to do that.
Sorry that like 2 hours of your weekend are.
No, I'm excited
about
that.
That's the end of that.
I just don't know when that's happening, so I got to build this.
Saturday.
Saturday.
The nighttime is the right time.
The nighttime, nighttime.
Seven-ish?
Seven or eight? I don't know. It's a Jen thing, really. She's
not like a 10 o'clock thing. Though.
No, no. Please, we're old. Come on. I got a wiener dog at home to take care of. War for the Planet of the Apes, I'm torn on. Because I really liked the James Franco reboot, whatever the hell.
Yeah.
And I like Planet of the Apes, period. I've actually watched all the Planet of the Apes movies.
Mm-hmm.
I like Planet of the Apes.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the last one I felt was so like, all right, cool, they're just fighting humans. And then this one, it's, hey, they're fighting humans again? Like, come on. What's going on? But everybody loves this one.
I mean, it's got Woody Harrelson, and I love Woody
Harrelson. I do love
Woody
Harrelson, and I do love Caesar.
So there you go.
The monkey.
Did you ever meet with the, did you see, what's his name?
Andy Lean into the microphone.
Andy Serkis, did you see him?
No, we didn't see Andy Serkis at RTX. Oh. No. Nick would have killed him, so we couldn't do it. We had to keep him away from there, you know what I mean?
We saw Andy Serkis at the Funhouse panel.
Yeah, I heard about this. Yeah.
And he was terrifying.
Looking through this thing. Stark My Balls really wants you to slow jerk me, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
God.
Titan Matrix says, how can I suggest books for the book club, Greg? You're talking about the comic books? We usually, on the Wednesday episode, go ahead and shout them out in the chat when we come around. We'll
also, pull from that. Send them in.
You could also, like, send us the copies of the book?
Yeah.
Oh, you could do that if you really wanted to. We don't go to the P.O. Box anymore.
Zyger1337
says, we go to the P.O. Box. Still send us stuff to the P.O.
Greg, Nick, and Kevin, if you had a shirt with a hidden glow-in-the-dark message on it, what would the message be?
Send nudes.
This has come.
I nailed it. Oh, God.
This has come.
Jesus.
It'd be funny.
Not going to get better than that.
Yeah.
It would work. And then let's do one more here.
Striven says, Nick, are you going to SDCC to do a set with Mark Ellis? That was referring to a Twitter exchange I had last night with Miss Movies. No, Mark hasn't reached out. I'm sure Mark has lots of people that he can reach out to open for him. But if Mark needs it...
Number 93 says, Greg, have you heard about the game Dead Cells? It's an awesome game that's in early access that's basically Rogue Legacy if it played like Castlevania. That sounds fucking awesome. So there you go. That's it for the chat.
All right. Greg, it's been a great show today.
It's been awesome today, as always.
Sorry, my focus is a little off.
Your focus was great. Don't worry about it. You're dealing with
some more car issues.
You're dealing with things.
More car issues.
It's okay.
Not liking my life. The Honda.
Give me in trouble?
Time to get... I'm going to go to probably the next car I think I'm going to get. Not going to be a Honda. I've had a lot of issues with this Honda.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go to a much more reliable car manufacturer. Like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini.
At least you're going to be,
You know what I mean? I need something that's a little bit
get
more.
Get a Tesla. Yeah, American. Come on.
I'll go American.
Yeah.
I would actually. I've been reading a lot about Teslas lately.
You can have the cheap ones, right?
Did you see that article that Elon Musk put out that says, like, there's about the supercharger network?
No, I did not.
Yeah, apparently, like, he was like, yeah, you can go cross-country now on the supercharger network if you hit a route and not have to worry about charging your car. It's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm thinking about it,
all right.
But I can't afford it. So,
ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Kinda Funny Morning Show. Remember, each and every weekday here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames, we come to you with the nerdy news we want to talk about. Then we jump into the chat to answer your questions, comments, and concerns. In between those two segments, we give away video games. You can win by subscribing, supporting us on Patreon, doing a whole bunch of different stuff. If you're watching us on youtube.com/kindafunny later or listening on podcast services around the globe, thank you so very much. Remember, we read tips throughout the show. When you sub... We read them at the end of the show. We're going to end this show. Nick will read them, and then I'll come back with Kinda Funny Games Daily, another show you can watch or listen to or whatever on youtube.com/kindafunnygames, podcast service around the globe. And then at the end of that one, if you sub or tip during that, I will read those as well at the end of that show. Nick.
Yes.
It's been a pleasure.
As always. Thank you so much, Greg.
See you in a few hours.
I'm bitching about my car in the chat now.
Oh, good. Okay. No, do what you got to do. When I was growing up, had a neighbor, Joe Jackson.
And Joe Jackson, not a real person.
Bought a pickup. Yeah, Joe and Carol Jackson.
Oh, wow.
But Joe Jackson bought a pickup truck. And if I'm lying, I'm dying.
You are not lying.
And I forget, I was just a kid, so I don't know. Bought a pickup truck, hated it so much that he had a magnet made that was like, this is the worst car I've ever owned. And put it on the doors and drove around the suburbs of Chicago in this truck. Like,
That's he's invested in that.
I mean, that's like, wow.
Kudos to him.
Wow. You know what I mean? Like, that is ballsy, Joe Jackson.
That is pretty fucking awesome.
Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
All right, everyone, stick around. I'll be right back with the subs, and Greg will be right back with Kinda Funny Games Daily.